Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
That's how we get Jen to be cool. Bleed his ears with Dolly Parton.
Don't want to find out.
All right.
I just want to black out.
Black out. Well, explain this to me, Todd, because I didn't know this until I started watching a little bit of that tournament this weekend, that even it was 49 degrees and some wind, but I looked up on my phone, you'd be proud of me, average temperature for Pebble Beach is only 61 in February.
Yeah.
So why play that then in February?
I don't know why they have it because in the middle of the winter.
Because it's gorgeous the rest of the year. Now, this year the U.S. Open is going to be there too, but usually it's not. So I don't know why that tournament is played this time of year. At all, because even 61 for those guys on the ocean with some wind, screw that.
Because they
look cold, man.
Central California is generally cool. It's throughout the year. I was there at the end of August, and it was probably 68, 67 degrees.
Yeah, I mean 61 is better than 49. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. And I got home last night from I was out of town. And I turned on thinking, I'm going to watch this because Mickelson's in play here. And
still is.
But it was like the eighth hole. I'm thinking, what happened? Texas guys.
It's probably, they probably put it here.
There was hail, right?
There was a three-hour hail delay, which caused them. So they almost still got done. They have two holes left, Mickelson and Casey. Right. Casey's three shots back.
There was hail, just covering, it was a big hail.
Yeah.
But it covered the greens, so they had to squeegee them all off. Yeah,
and it was funny, but it wasn't even on all of the holes. Like,
really?
No, but like any of the ocean
side
stuff.
It's like the weather's changing. Yeah, it's like the weather's weird now.
This was like basically from the saltwater spray. Yeah. It was like making the hail not stick on the greens, but then if you got inland a little bit,
some of the other holes,
ocean effect snow,
kind of
basically
an ocean effect melting. Mm. Now they schedule that they have to play it this time of year because it's just all segmented geographically.
Yeah,
it's the West
that.
Coast swing, then they go to Florida, then they go in the South, then they go to the East Coast.
But I didn't realize it was a high the average high is only 61.
No,
this time
it
of year.
Never gets excessively warm in that area of the California coast because I was at the end of August. And they said I was fortunate that it wasn't windy or rainy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it was it was less than 70 degrees, but it was very nice out where I played. But it was good conditions. I can't figure out for the life of me why they play that tournament in February, because you're just asking for this kind of weather.
We also have more access to a lot of those celebrities. Football's over. Baseball hasn't started yet. You know, a lot of those guys are free then.
It is traditionally the week after the Super Bowl, too, pretty much.
Yep.
So, I mean, there is some of that.
Except it says the average temperature in August is 69, 71 in September, 70 in October. So there's plenty of places to play.
Yeah. It'll
be a little warmer. Yeah, yeah.
This is probably the worst time of the year
to
play that course.
The coldest it gets there is in November, 54 degrees high. So in case you're traveling to Pebble Beach, the houses are nice.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're pretty amazing, aren't
all
they?
Right, yeah.
I was told that you cannot buy a plot of land on that golf course for less than eight figures.
What's the course cost to play? I know you played it, right?
Hot dog's like $84.
Well,
that tells you anything.
I'll pack a hot dog.
I called the day before.
Did you have to wait in line?
No, they put me at the, I think there was only one group behind me. And you had what is called a not guaranteed to finish tee time. It was dark by the time we got to the 18th, but we played it. And I think with the discount, and it was a pretty significant discount, $240 or so. It was still $300.
Is there a cart?
You could get one.
Oh, yeah.
But I walked it.
I wouldn't.
Caddy.
All right. You have to have a caddy?
You don't have to.
Okay, because I don't need one. I suck at it.
Caddy or anything?
I want a cart and a beer.
Like a cotter?
No, just a caddy who carries your gloves.
I'm going to randomly hit shots into the ocean just for the hell of it, too. I'm just going to jack
think,
into the ocean.
Four caddy is an option, like a Spyglass or Cypress.
All right.
But if you want someone to carry your clubs, you got to get a caddy at Pebble Beach. And then you can't play Monterey Peninsula. That's a private club.
It's crazy, too. Like, if you read about Clint, they talk about Clint Eastwood a lot, and he's been the mayor of Carmel and all this stuff.
He owned Pebble Beach for a while, too. I think he was co-owner of Pebble Beach for some people. I think he sold it, though.
Well, years ago, I mean, he saved it, really. Yeah, you go read about it. Like, it was just, they're just going to let it wash away, essentially.
Right.
Like, everybody's just like, there's no public money for it. Like, screw this. Yeah. And now it is what it is. And it was cold enough, there was a sleeved Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah?
I didn't see Larry playing. I wasn't around Saturday, so I only saw yesterday.
He got a little TV time at the end of the day on Saturday.
Yeah, because I only saw a little bit. On Friday, I saw Huey Lewis a bunch of times.
Yeah. Romo played great.
They showed Romo a lot.
Romo played great. He also withdrew. He didn't play the third round. They weren't going to make the cut anyways. He was going to Wade Wilson's funeral. So if you saw he withdrew, that's why.
I was texting back and forth with Cable Guy. He made the cut. He made it to the last day.
First time he's done that in five tries.
Yep.
He was giving Ray Romano crap because Romano's played it for almost 20 years and only made the cut twice.
But isn't that due to your partner too, right?
Oh, yeah.
He played with the local guy. But a lot of times,
the partner.
Your partner can play great and you're still just an am.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You're still, there's
you have
a pro
handicap.
Am. Sure, but I mean, it doesn't help sometimes, you know. And like Larry said, first time he's made it in five tries, and he obviously takes golf serious. We know that. We've talked to him about that before.
Well, he's got time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, and he lives in a golf course community. He's part-time in Arizona.
And
in Nebraska.
And Lincoln. Yeah, he's right down the street from
where he plays.
Yeah. So Phil Mickelson and Paul Casey somehow are the only two not to finish. They're in the final group.
That's just Casey was being a wuss at the end there.
Kind of.
They
Phil
might not
wanted
have finished
to keep playing.
They could have played 17.
Yeah, man. So Casey's got like a 3-footer for par on 16.
It.
Yep,
it's unbelievable.
And then they can go play. They're going to go play 17 and 18 today. Phil Mickelson has a 3-shot lead
at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be cold as hell. Yeah.
8 o'clock there.
Are they showing on the Golf Channel?
Yeah, that'll be on Golf Channel a bit.
Playing in the dark.
10 o'clock our time.
I don't blame them for cutting it short.
You know, it's so funny, though. Like, the announcers, I mean, sometimes forget that, like, golfers are golfers. And so when they're talking about guys having to pick up the pace of play or having to play in a little bit of dark, like, they've all done that a million times in their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They were running to each tee here the last three holes of that.
They've done that. They've been out
there. Even Casey's running to it.
Country Club Nassau's where they're playing $10,000 a hole and they got 6 minutes of light left. These guys know what's up to play in these conditions.
Now they're friends, Casey and Mickelson, so there wasn't anger at the end, but you could tell one wanted to play and one didn't.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And this week, Tiger Woods week, he'll be back on the tour. They're at Riviera, which is in LA. So this used to be the LA Open, number 13 ranked player in the world, Tiger Woods is. Great field, DJ, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy. Weather will be a factor again, they're saying already in LA, which is kind of weird. And this day in 1990, our friend Tim was at this in Tokyo. James Buster Douglas.
That's right. He thought it was in Vegas. Yeah. He was drinking heavily back in 1990 and in 2019.
Right.
What's this? 42-1?
Yep, 42-1. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, that gets a good one.
I haven't seen that one.
Really good.
That's a good one.
Because he's still got it. I mean, he runs a boxing gym in Columbus, Ohio, and they bring him, he's never been back to the dome before.
Buster Douglas?
They brought him. They flew him to Tokyo and put him in the dome. He stands in the middle where the arena would have been. Yeah. It's really good. It's really good special.
Not destitute. He's doing well.
No.
He's doing fine. I pictured him, you know.
Well, he's running a boxing gym. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's bigger.
Yeah.
But who is it when it comes to boxing? Yeah. You know?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I always picture guys laying there with their foot cut.
Like refrigerator Perry,
exactly.
Like the dog gnawing on their dead toe.
He just has a belly, like a bunch of guys.
No, he's got his own business.
And their foots are cut off.
Seems vibrant enough.
Good. And then this day in 1997, another great 30 for 30, two Bills. Sheds a little light on this, the Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick thing. This day in 1997, the former Hastings College and Wichita State coach, Bill Parcells.
That's right.
Became head coach of the New York Jets, and then the whole Belichick, New England Patriots thing really kind of took off, and I can see why Jets fans hate
beautiful part of the country, by the way, Hastings. Yeah, I was just there.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Beautiful.
Been there? I don't know. A nice drive, right?
It's not a nice drive.
And just when you think you're there, you still got to like turn.
Yes.
You got to turn and drive.
I haven't been to Grand Island since the famous 3 trip me, Todd, and Puss took.
Oh, you didn't go to Hastings?
No, we're in Grand Island. Oh, they're right there. They're beside each other.
Well, no.
They're across
they're,
the...
they're about 40 miles apart. Yeah. It's a bit of a drive.
It's across the...
thought you'd go check out the Kool-Aid Museum.
No.
It's always worth the trip.
Yeah.
The
well, fan? Yeah, I wanted some Kool-Aid, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Double cup that.
I just stood in line for some Kool-Aid.
You and the family relive some memories and maul a pizza guy, too, like we did that night?
Didn't get quite as drunk that night that I did with you guys.
A lot of Kool-Aid drinkers in that part of the country, too.
Yeah, they're all. Oh, they're totally on.
That's a fact, yeah.
Nice people.
Yes. Somebody that people in that part of the country don't like much, Jim Harbaugh, and I think most of the country probably relate to that, but he's getting in on the so, Tommen.
He's a Michigan guy, right?
Yeah, he's a Michigan guy. And, you know, so, I mean, I have some serious issues with statues of alive people being built. Like Ray Lewis makes no sense. Joe Paterno really didn't make much sense to build a statue of while he's still living, you know.
Right, true.
We see what happens. Sometimes you got to take them down. But Jim Harbaugh, so Tommen, says, I think it's time, don't you? Tom Brady statue to be built right here, right in front of Schembecker Hall? Or do you put it in the stadium?
What the hell?
He wants to build a statue of Tom Brady so all his recruits can see it, I think is probably what's
That's
up
probably
with that.
It, yeah.
And then OG so Tom, Jim Gray.
Yeah, who's calling this guy out?
Well, nobody. Boxer? He makes himself. Well, maybe
there's a boxer that called him out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't have that. I don't have that. I got this. This happened actually during Super Bowl week. He was on Radio Row, of course. He was probably a celebrity on Radio Row. You
I'm
know,
sure
Jim
he was,
Gray. Because talk about Tom, will you, Jim? Can you just talk about Tom?
Hang on here. What do you say?
So, Tom. Now, the origin, if you don't know where So Tom came from, is Jim Gray interviews Tom Brady every halftime of Monday Night Football on the radio on the Westwood One call. And it is just a huge So Tom. It's
right.
Just like, so, Tom, tell me how great you are today, how the Patriots are going to win today. So he was on a Boston radio show that was doing Radio Row. And now, first of all, this crew, they just actually posted the whole clip, though it happened during the Super Bowl. But you can watch it if you want. It's out there somewhere. They said they're fascinated by Jim Gray's relationship by Tom Brady and then asked about being seen with Oprah Winfrey waiting to go to dinner with Tom and Giselle. So they're like, how do you get in on that? And Jim Gray...
So he's not a reporter. He's got too close.
Right.
He's not a reporter.
And then he was like, he was being really weird about it. Jim Gray was like, well, you have friends. Do you go to dinner?
Oh.
You know,
so
like being,
Tom.
Yeah, being all cool. Like, well, my friends are better than your friends, but you have friends, right?
What a dick.
Oh, my God. Jim Gray.
No, somebody called him out. You got that story as a boxer?
I don't.
Calls out. I just saw it this morning. That effing Jim Gray or something like that. I can't find it on the thing there, but.
I feel like I glanced at that.
Here,
and then
here it is.
Adrian Broner?
Yeah. Oh, Broner, yeah.
What do you do?
Won't squash be. Oh, Jim Gray's a bitch.
nice.
Jim Gray.
Jim Gray's a bitch.
I love Adrian Broner.
Okay, the boxing star famously got into it with broadcaster after a loss to Manny Pacquiao last month.
Okay. I miss that.
Broner got beat really bad.
Sounds like Jim Gray makes
Jim Gray
the
tried
story
to interview
much,
him.
There it is. So, and he said, so, Tom. He said, my name's Adrian, boy.
He's a bitch.
Oh, it sounds like he didn't appreciate Jim Gray pointing out that he's 3-3-1 in his last seven fights, but I'd be 7-0 against you. So he didn't like Jim Gray critiquing his boxing skills,
you
apparently.
Just, you can't punch the reporter. But
no.
Like Kobe could, huh?
Yeah.
Man. No.
No, no, that's right. No, that's right. Good point, Craig. Right.
So, Tom. OG So Tom. This time about a year ago, Jimmy Garoppolo was signing that huge contract with the 49ers, and there were a lot of people plugging the Niners in as a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah,
and
they play well when he played.
Yeah.
Were they 6-2 with him, I read? Yeah.
Well, it was week 3 when he was gone, and he obviously was 4-0, 5-0, whatever, at the end of the last season. So who knows how that had changed.
They're much better with him.
Yeah,
without him.
Without a doubt. Bobby, or what was it? CJ Beathard. I about to say Bobby.
Beathard.
That's right. And then Adrian Peterson actually kind of undercover had a good year, over 1,000 yards with the Redskins. You know, their first round draft pick that they were planning on having as a running back got hurt.
Nobody's more happier than his kids.
That's right. And he's Adrian Peterson at 34 years old, I think he is, wants to keep playing in
the league.
Redskins
still want him?
Well, the Redskins don't want to pay him as much as Adrian wants,
yeah,
of course, but he still wants to play.
Is he a free agent?
I think it was a one-year deal. Yeah,
yeah. Because I see talk on Facebook.
Bring them back to Minnesota. But,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make a tour.
There's plenty of the Minnesota Vikings family that want him back home.
Bring him back home.
Make a tour.
Since he had one good year, bring him back home.
And then ESPN put out a thing that shows what they think all 32 NFL teams need to do, like priorities in the offseason here as we approach March, where the first day of actual moves can make. And the one that I kind of caught my eye, was worth talking about here, because it's all projection, but this one kind of made sense. The Packers aggressively pursuing Le'Veon Bell. Okay. Now, they've got a couple guys that have been fine and showed some promise at the end of the year, but they've got room to add a big player that could help Aaron. But then when you think about it, you got Aaron's, Aaron's huge ego. You got Le'Veon Bell's huge ego, who couldn't get along with Big Ben.
That's a mess.
And then you got like a 23-year-old head coach who has no clue how to balance all this. So it would basically be
Aaron and
Le'Veon Bell's team at that point.
You don't have a running back?
Well, like Petey said, they got a couple of guys that look like they have some promise, but have never really.
All right.
Not to the level of Le'Veon Bell.
Right. There it is.
You know.
Well, Le'Veon's great. Catch the ball, too, man.
Well, hell, I've seen so-called experts say they should go after Antonio Brown, too. And I was like,
Brown apparently is
that's
trying to make up with Steeler fans I saw over the weekend. He
just wants to be marketable.
He tweeted out, said, you guys still like me, I might stay, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's happening.
I think both of them would really dig the nightlife in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, they would. They would love that. Divas love Green Bay. You kidding me? They like to party and hang out.
That's funny.
They would just board crap.
Le'Veon Bell, his Green Bay Packer rap album. Makes sense. The streets of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Craig, did anyone have Red Cashin? I forgot to ask you right when I got here. This one was kind of lost in the stack. You remember the white hat? First down!
Man, I don't know, man.
You would totally recognize this dude.
Okay, I would if I saw him, right?
He kicked it at 87 years old, did a couple Super Bowls. He was like, at least to me, he was an NFL official from 72 to 96.
Oh, jeez.
And this he's like the first official Cashin's got the game. Great.
I remember the name.
How you spell that?
C-A-R-E-D. Cashin like fashion with a C.
Like it sounds.
And red. Yeah, red is R-E-D.
I'll take this one for you, Craig. Ass.
He was the original hot ref.
I was spelling
it. He was. Yeah, man.
Way before Blakeman.
Two Super Bowls and lots of first down. Mm-hmm. And then Trump probably thought to himself, there was a thought bubble. Jeez, man.
Bubble?
Hilarious!
You okay?
Craig, I think I'm stroking out, man. Help me out, man.
I like thump bubble. That's basically what they come out. It's a thump bubble.
A thought
bubble. Coming out of his fat ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, always a great help, by the
bubble.
Way. He's a great help.
That's what LD leaves on the chair on Fridays.
Yeah, the thoughts come from the butt.
Yeah.
Right out of his ass. Yeah.
His big ass.
If there was a thought bubble on this one, it'd be, well, geez, they'd all show up. He's invited North Dakota State, the football team, to come to the White House
and celebrate
with the president.
I'm sure some of the black guys might not.
They have a couple there now.
They have a
true
conscience, right?
Yeah.
Now, they also probably have a mandate.
Maybe. Although we found out that some Clemson guys didn't show.
A lot of them.
You would think Dabo would have a mandate, but Dabo needs black guys to win national championships.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. He don't want to mess up his recruiting.
Nope.
Maybe someday the Alliance of American Football winner, whatever that trophy is called, maybe they'll get an invite to the White House. I doubt it. We mentioned it earlier. 2.9 million viewers is what that first night drew on CBS, which beat
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City Houston Rockets.
Yeah, that's a big game. That's a good game.
That is a big game on a Saturday night. Yeah. So that forced, at least from what I'm reading, the NFL Network reacted by saying let's put them on tomorrow as well, because it was only supposed to be on CBS Sports Network.
And it beat by a point, but it beat like a tenth, whatever. They still beat them.
If you think about it, though, XFL first week had great ratings, and they just continued to decline until that league was not financially stable. Now, this league thinks that they're different because they're not trying to focus on the glitz.
No, just
it's
playing
more. It's more about guys that want to commit to playing football, to getting better, maybe having a chance of getting to the league. So it's a little bit different theory here. But if they did it, they got 2.9% of the 100 million viewers from the Super Bowl. That's a great start. For
and
them.
I think they're financially solvent.
For now, the three-year plan.
What kind of crowds they have? You look at the audience.
Awful. Just zero attendance. And that'll be the thing. Will it matter? I mean, they have to get some broadcast rights because they're not going to get gate draw.
No, I think they had about 20,000 at that San Antonio game.
Okay, but that's Texas, too.
The lower bowl was full.
Okay, that's not bad.
And the fact that they got it on the network, helps a ton.
Well, that's the only one.
Okay.
How much for tickets?
Who knows? Yeah. Got to be less than a $50 per person day.
Aren't they on the CBS Sports Network?
Yes. They are. That was it.
Yep. One day a weekend was the original plan. Now we'll see. Like, this is all changing on the fly because it was a test.
Can I get AFL on the tickets so I can find my favorite team?
Soon. Streaming only platform.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they don't have kickoffs. They have no extra point kicks. You have to go for two every time.
Oh, every two. Okay.
So they have the
field goal kickers at all?
Yeah,
you still kick field goals.
You got to kick field goals.
Yeah, what do they get paid? Like $10?
Right.
They don't get extra points. Yeah, man.
They get paid.
They're not kicking off or doing extra points.
No, that's right.
They get paid by the point.
That could be it.
No onside kicks. So you have to be down because they're dangerous.
First of all, there's no kickoffs. There's no onside kick.
I didn't get the full explanation, and I saved the question for Petey. They have something called an onside conversion.
Yep.
Before you go for your two-point conversion, you can declare it an onside conversion. If you don't make it, I don't know what the consequences
are.
Okay,
here's what happens. Kick. No, it's not at all. Okay, so if you're down 17 points or more, you get a 4th-and-12 conversion at your own 28-yard line. So you're at your own 28-yard line, and you have 4th-and-12, and you get one play to try and convert your downs,
and then you get to keep the ball.
And if you don't
like
get it, you're obviously going to lose.
I don't know about that. That's an interesting play. It'd be fun to watch.
A 4th-and-12 at your own 28. Yeah. You get one chance.
I know they do that in, like, kids football, 7th, 8th grade. They do a thing where if the team's up by so many points, the other team just keeps getting the ball, which I thought sucked.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But that was a little different.
Yeah,
you get a chance to get the ball, right?
Yes, it's a chance, and you have to be down 17 or more. I don't think anybody tried it.
I'm not even going to try it. You know?
Well, I mean, if
time's running out, you're going to try it.
Yeah, that's it right there. And if you don't get it, the other team gets the ball.
At 28.
Yeah, at worst, there or wherever, if they pick it off or something, wherever. You also get to hear, so that's the onside conversion, Todd. That's what that is. You also get to hear the referees, because they do have replay.
Can you take it and punt it?
That'd be hilarious. A quick kick.
Oh, yeah.
You get down below the 20. Yeah.
The mics are on up in the booth when they're reviewing a play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. And you could take it and punt it on a quick kick, but guess where the team gets the ball at that? Because that's just
a conversion.
Yeah, you didn't convert it.
Got it.
So you get to hear the referees, like, up in the booth, changing the call.
I gotta watch it.
Instead of going to someone who's just talking about, well, here's what I see, I'm not sure what they'll do. Yeah. You're just gonna hear the person who's saying, okay, well, I see his foot's out, so that's incomplete.
Got it.
Yeah, you're not hearing both sides of the conversation, but you're hearing the guy up in the booth saying, look, I'm seeing just one foot down. Okay, we're gonna reverse that call.
Yeah. Which one they messed up, actually, so, it's still replay.
Where they had the quarterback mic'd up, where you could clearly hear him calling the play.
Yeah.
In the huddle.
There a lot of mics on the field. Steve Spurrier, they had a mic on, and he's kind of funny. This has probably always been his thing, but he's like, hey, we're going to run the same play, and he said the same play, and he goes, but tell him to catch it this time.
Oh, that's funny.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, they're saying stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, and Christian Hackenberg, your old quarterback.
Who's he quarterbacking for?
One of the teams in the league.
Did he start?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, and he was awful, but he was mic'd up, and he just, he has a potty mouth.
Does he?
Yes,
good.
He did not realize.
Yeah, you can't tell those guys to keep their mouths shut. Yeah.
I saw Mike Riley pull out a trick play that he used when at Nebraska.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Did it work at Nebraska? Nothing else did.
No chance.
I don't know. I think it worked. It worked on the college level. It didn't work on this level because the guy had to catch the ball. But it was a reverse to the wide receiver. Wide receiver used to be a quarterback, so he attempts a pass. And,
oh, the Philly special kind of play.
Yeah,
yeah. Tell you, man. Yeah.
He didn't throw it to the quarterback.
Pipeline.
Kind of play. Yeah.
Somebody else.
So I'm looking here at a game, the Atlanta Legends and the Arizona Hotshots in Tempe at Sun Devil Stadium. You can get tickets for between $20 and $90.
What weekend's that? I'm going to be in Arizona.
Not the one you're there.
My wife doesn't want to go see the game.
But if you're on the 50-yard line, $90. as you go back around towards the end zone, it goes down to about $20 in the
For
end
all
zone.
Your AFL action, go to redzonetickets.com.
No, that's the AAF.
The Aaron.
Aaron F.
Okay.
Alliance of American
RedZoneTickets.com. Todd and Tyler have paid spokesman for Red Zone Tickets. So if you're calling from AAAF, they'll go, hang on a second. They go, oh, yeah, we can get them.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah.
You know you can just buy them. Come on back. Back, baby.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.